Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. How is everybody doing on a Sunday morning? Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise. I am CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. I sure do thank you all for tuning into our Sunday Morning Podcast show today. Got a great, great set of music that you guys are going to be hearing and everything. Hang on one second. Right. I hope you guys are all coffeeed up this morning as you're probably getting ready for church. I'm going to go ahead and kick it off. We're going to kick it off. Let's kick it off with T-Mac. You got to get back up. Right, one of my favorites, one of many favorites, that is Toby Mac, my friend, dear friend T-Mac, Get Back Up. We're playing it this morning on Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Welcome, 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 and good morning, everyone. I'm going to read a Bible devotion to you. It's entitled, God Wants Our Fellowship. In the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 8, Scripture reminds us, come near to God, and He will come near to you. Amen? Amen. What a blessed promise and provision that is. It means for each of us can come close to God with the assurance that He will come close to us, so close that we can become conscious of His presence. This is the greatest experience we could ever know. And, you know, for most of us, this isn't easy. You know, life presents us too many distractions. The last thing we have time for is to be alone with God. Children, work, television, the internet, and even before COVID hit, it was the church activities that drained away our time. maybe you have to readjust your priorities, especially even during COVID time. Maybe you will even have to say no certain activities or demands. Whatever it takes, make time to be alone with God. Amen? Amen. And remember, He wants your fellowship. He has done everything possible to make it a reality. He has forgiven your sins at the cost of His own dear Son. He has given you His Word with the priceless privilege of prayer and worship. He will come to you if you will come near to Him. Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? Right now, my dear friend, Russ Taff, let's just praise the Lord. Lift those hands up and worship with me, will you? Happy Sunday.
nation. Everybody knows heartbreak, isolation. But we can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. East and west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon. And forever and ever, His heart is my home. Everybody has fear. Everybody got worry. Everybody knows sorrow, devastation.
Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. Our friend and our singer, Matt Meyer. Oh, I love that song. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday Morning Praise on a Sunday morning. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody is coffeeed up. I am CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, and I welcome everybody. I want to read another Bible devotion on a Sunday. It's entitled The Power for Life. Okay. In the book of John, scripture reminds us, John chapter 14 and verse 17, the Spirit of truth dwells with you and we be with you. Now, Walter Knight tells a story about a little boy who had recently received Christ. Said, "Daddy, how can I believe in the Holy Spirit when I never seen him?" asked Jim. "I will show you how," said his father, who was an electrician. The father took Jim, his son, to the power plant and showed him the generators. "This is where the power comes from, the heat to heat our stove and to give us light. We can't see the power, but it is in the machine and in the power line," said the father. "Now, son, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in electricity?" he asked. "Yes, I believe in electricity," said Jim. "Of course you do," said his father. "But if you don't believe in it because you don't see it, then you don't believe in it because you see what it can do. Likewise, believe in the Holy Spirit, not because you can see Him, but what He does in people's lives when they surrender to Christ and possesses the power." And in that closing statement on that, I want to remind you, you know, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. By special request, I have had some people ask me if I would play a particular song. I know there's a lot of people that are down and out and are looking for hope. This particular song, I have played it numerous times when I can, and everybody, they still come to me and they email me or tell me, CA, will you play this? This song, backdated in the 1980 to 1985, Sunday Morn Praise, exclusively and only on our friend Al Denson. Enjoy as you focus on the Lord, even during your down and out times. Sunday Morn Praise.
Prayer a thousand times before.
Good song there by Matt Meyer. Your grace is enough. All right. Well, we're getting ready to close out Sunday Morning Praise. I never close it out without something in the end that is inspirational. You guys, I have played this song time after time by a special request by a lot of my listeners out there. Before we end with this and lead off in a prayer, we've got a very crazy week upcoming. We're going to be having a change of power. Not bringing political up, because I don't bring political up on my radio show. But we need to be in prayer for America. We need to continue to pray for safety for everybody. And we just need to know that God is still on the throne, and He always will be. And you know what? He's coming back soon, as Bill Gaither reminds us, one of our favorite songs. Focus on this and remember, on encouragement, this is a great song. He's coming back soon.
He's coming, the King.
Telling you, the Gaither Vocal Band, that is just an awesome song. Well, before I get ready to saddle up and head out of here at Faith Studio One on a Sunday, I want to lead off in a prayer and pray for everybody for a good week, and let's all be safe, okay? Thank you for tuning in. Feel free to share my program anytime. You can catch me on the iHeartRadio Network. By the way, if you have any prayer requests, questions, or comments, or even suggestions, email me morningsbrewer@gmail.com, morningsbrewer@gmail.com. Also, friends, like me on my Facebook page, The More the Merrier, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. We appreciate that. I do other work for iHeart Radio as well, too, but this is great because, you know, this podcast show is basically owned by me and everything, so I just take care of it all. And we're here to encourage you when you're down and out and pray for you. I have a prayer team that will pray for you here on my network. Remember, keep God first place in your life. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Dear Jesus, we love you. We pray that you just watch over, God, protect us, forgive us of all of our sins. Let us have a great week and keep us safe. For we ask it in your almighty name. Amen. All right, well, that's going to do it. As I get ready to shut the lights off, coffee in hand, get ready to saddle up and head out of Faith Studio One. Going to put it in Security Sam's hands for him to take care of. Awfully quiet in here today at the studio. Everybody, please be safe. Remember that the sun does rise on the other side. Again, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio Network. Thank you for all your love, support, and encouragement. Let's keep on encouraging everybody, and let's keep the joy of Jesus Christ in us. God bless you all. Have a great week. Bye for now.